Harper Audio presents The Red Diary by Tony Blake, performed by Romy Nordlinger. An entry in The Red Diary. I float on an ocean of crystalline blue, naked, nothing around me for miles but water and sky. Cool waves nip at me as the warm sun kisses my skin. In the distance, something takes shape on the horizon. Moving closer, it becomes a sail, a pristine white triangle atop a bright white schooner. I feel intruded upon, as if the sea belongs only to me, but the sun has lulled me to such contentment that I am not especially concerned. Letting my eyes fall shut, I listen to the gentle sounds of the boat slapping through the waves as it grows nearer. Hearing a splash, I open my eyes to see it anchored not far away, although it appears empty. I've begun to wonder where the people are, when a man bursts up through the water at my feet like a magnificent ocean god. He is beautiful, deeply tanned, well-muscled, with brown eyes that slice through my core like a lighthouse beam cutting through mist. He doesn't say a word, doesn't smile. He uses one hand to push wet, dark hair back over his head. Then he uses both of them to part my legs. As I shift, opening to him, water rushes over my skin, pooling about my hips and thighs. He studies me there, then lifts his gaze to mine. Rays of heat connect our eyes, and for a long, spine-tingling moment, it is enough. But then I close my eyes again and lay my arms back over my head, ready for more. The moment his tongue rakes up my center, I spread my legs farther. His hands slide beneath me, and he leans in, kissing and licking me deeper. I hear my own moans, loud in the wake of such silence, and I rise to meet the strokes of his tongue as my fingers curl tight into his thick hair. Behind my eyes, I see yellow, orange, red, my world burning hot out of control as I give myself over to the sensations. When next I look, he is still kissing me there, his wide gaze upon my face, watching my every response. As our eyes reconnect, the rays of heat transform into white-hot lightning bolts that strike straight between my thighs. With the next scintillating movement of his tongue, I am sinking, melting, crying out, my body seeming to plunge deep within the water, only breaking the cool surface again as the intense pleasure begins to fade, the world turning normal once more. Then he is floating with me, water sluicing between us as I settle into his strong arms to rest beneath the sun. Chapter 1. You're empty. Let me get you another. His fingers covered hers on the stem of the wine glass. She let go, leaving it in his possession. No thanks. I have to drive. Chad tilted his head and flashed a perfect pickup smile. The blonde, tan lifeguard was God's gift to women, but his gaze held a hint of used car salesman, and his touch felt too familiar. I'd be happy to take you home. What are you drinking? Now that Lauren thought about it, everything about this night seemed too familiar, yet she forced herself to smile back anyway. Nothing. I'm drinking nothing. Thanks, but excuse me. It was time to go before her own life swallowed her whole. In the next room, her best friend, Carolyn Krause, swayed to a seductive song as a man's hands roamed her slender curves from behind. Carolyn's auburn hair fell about her face when she turned her head to welcome his slow, rhythmic kiss, and Lauren's chest tightened. Then her gaze narrowed on the spot just above the top of Carolyn's low-rise jeans, where three blue dolphins swam in a circle around her belly button. Lauren had heard at least a dozen men say it was the sexiest tattoo they'd ever seen. She'd been tempted to get a tattoo of her own, before remembering she thought sexiness came from the inside and that she didn't necessarily want to be sexy for the whole world anyway. She didn't want to be sexy for the countless Chads who flitted in and out of her life. And because the Chad seemed to be the only man who entered her life, she supposed she didn't really want to be sexy for anyone.